SelectQuote.com.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Kansas City, Kansas police detectives are investigating the death of a man whose body was found floating in the Kansas River on Wednesday. Officers were first dispatched to South 26th Street and Kansas Avenue around 4:30 p.m. The location of the body required assistance from the fire department's water rescue team, which launched from Caw Point. Detectives with the city's major case unit were investigating how the man died. And a shed in West Liberal caught fire on Sunday afternoon and has been declared a total loss.
Firefighters found the shed fully engulfed on arrival and were able to control the fire from a distance until power lines were secured. The fire was eventually put out, but the shed and its contents were completely destroyed. The cause of the fire is believed to be accidental, and the Liberal Fire Department was assisted by other agencies. I'm J.P. Bazette for the Kansas Information Network.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
You don't need a green thumb to have a great-looking property. You do, however, need a green mower. Prairie Land Partners is ready to help you get your property looking great this spring with a new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. With fast speeds and better precision, everyone will be talking about your lawn. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners to test drive a Z-Track mower today or shop online, prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP.
ValleyVet.com. It's important to know who's who in your livestock operation. Get them tagged with help from Valley Vet Supply for easy individual animal identification. Valley Vet has the best cattle ear tags on the market. The All-American Ytex. Soft and durable in a variety of sizes and colors with a flexible male button and patented snap lock collar that helps keep them from snagging or separating. And you'll find the tools you need, like the proper ear tag applicators, replacement parts, markers, and ink. Order early to ensure availability for spring processing and tagging season, especially for customized tags. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas has officially entered a lawsuit over the rare lesser prairie chicken, which can be found in the western part of the state. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced that the lawsuit was filed on Tuesday. In November, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, under the Biden administration, listed the bird as a threatened species in Kansas and endangered in other parts of the country. In an interview with the Kansas Capital Bureau, Kobach talked about the impact the new rule could have on farmers and ranchers. He said they wouldn't be able to deviate from their plan unless they got special permission from the agency designated by the federal government. He said that it changes everything and it makes ranching less profitable. And he said the oil industry would find itself in a very bad predicament if they can't drill wells where they want to drill them. The bird lives in Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. Hundreds of thousands of Kansans could lose their health care coverage as the state goes through a year-long Medicaid redetermination process. According to Kansas health care officials at Blue Cross Blue Shield, about 104,000 Kansans are expected to lose their current health care coverage, and the changes come as the coronavirus pandemic restrictions have been lifted. Katrina McGivern, a spokeswoman for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas, said people expecting to lose coverage may be able to seek help through other options. She said they could go into the marketplace, which is healthcare.gov, and take a look at the plans that are available, and if they got a doctor that they want to see or certain prescription medications they have to have access to, they could check for that also. She added that they could also potentially be available for some subsidies, which would help lower the cost of their premiums. People should also make sure to fill out a coverage renewal letter if they get one and go to the CanCare website at cancare.ks.gov to make sure their information is up to date. Congress enacted the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which included a requirement that Medicaid programs keep people continuously enrolled through March 31st of 2023 in exchange for enhanced federal funding. Now, states have to determine which current Medicaid enrollees are eligible to remain on Medicaid and which are not. The Kansas Lottery released its latest revenue report on Wednesday, detailing the numbers for last month, reporting that after Kansas sports betting revenue plunged in February, the state's cut spiked to more than $911,000 in March. According to lottery officials, in March, net revenues from sports betting were a little over $9.11 million, and the state gets a 10% cut, bringing in $911,159. And that's a drastic change from February, when the state's cut was only $1,134. Lottery spokesman Corey Thorne said February's numbers could be linked to the Kansas City Chiefs' Super Bowl win. While the major sporting event drove up bets, it also cost the state a few hundred thousand dollars when the bets were paid out. And Thorne said the spike in March could be attributed to interest in the NCAA tournaments that took place. He said college basketball tournaments and things like that are very popular, especially when hometown teams are highly ranked and very competitive. And he said there was a lot of interest in the NCAA tournaments. Kansas sports betting revenue has varied from month to month since the state legalized sports betting in September of last year, which means the state's cut can also vary. The revenue report for April is expected to come out at the end of the month. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin a field survey for a proposed bridge replacement project along U.S. 36 in eastern Phillips County starting the week of April 17th. The bridge, which spans the Kyle Railroad, is located approximately 13 miles east of the U.S. 183 junction, or 2 miles east of Agra. Activities will include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor, and the Kansas Department of Transportation expects the work to be complete in early July. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property if access is needed. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager, Lisa Moosman, at 785-874-8107. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting for the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on April 10th at 7 p.m., the regular meeting of the Board of Education USD 211 was called to order at 7 p.m. at the Alice Tweet Center by President Jennifer Miller, and 6 members were present, so a quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy opened the meeting by giving the floor to Norton High School student William Vance, and William presented the idea of esports to the board. Esports is an online gaming activity that's taking off with schools across the country as either an extracurricular activity or credited class, and Vance is asking the board to consider bringing this to the Norton schools. Principal Troy Kieswetter gave a quick overview of the Jay Singers' trip to Kansas City to sing the national anthem at the Royals game. Mr. Kieswetter said it was an unforgettable experience for all of the students that attended, and it was an amazing opportunity for all. Superintendent Roy invited the community to the retirement reception for Joan Bolt, Gail Roy, Don Mordecai, and Marilyn Dix that will take place on May 18th at 1:30 p.m. Mr. Roy then asked the board to approve the trade of 2 of the district's older cars for a 2018 Ford Taurus with 18,000 miles for the price of $16,250. A motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by Michael Terry to approve the purchase of the 2018 Ford Taurus for $16,250, and the motion passed. George Rossi and Aaron Manning presented on the science curriculum. Aaron Manning gave a presentation on the STEM bus that came from the Kansas State School for the Blind to work with the 7th grade class and reported that all of the kids were very engaged and enthusiastic the whole day. She said they were gifted many items from the school and plan to do more work with STEM. And Aaron also stated that the STEM van will be back next year. Jeremy Hawks asked the board to approve the PDC so it could be sent to the Kansas State Board of Education for approval. And a motion was made by Jamie Amlong and seconded by Ryan Katz to approve the PDC plan as presented to send it to the State Board of Education for approval, and the motion passed 6-0. Elementary principal Bobby Murray presented the board with the 7 teachers who have graciously said that they would teach summer school, which is meant to help prevent learning loss over the summer. There are 2 sessions. One is following right at the end of the current school year, and the other is right before the 2023-2024 school year starts in August. Jennifer Miller gave an update of the most recent NCK-SEC board meeting. Dina Winty gave a recap of the curriculum meeting that was held during the previous month, and Michael Terry reported that the district will hold a PDC meeting later in the month. After 2 executive sessions to discuss personnel job assignments pursuant to the non-elected personnel exception under COMA, a motion was made by Michael Terry and seconded by Dina Winty to accept the resignations of Linda Burge as the at-risk tutor and Macy Chavez as the assistant tennis coach, and the motion passed 6-0. A motion was made by Michael Terry and seconded by Dina Winty to accept the nominations of Sheridan Huey as the K-6 PE teacher, Megan Jocks as the 9th through 12th grade vocational ag instructor, and Andrew Murillo as the high school head volleyball coach. The motion passed 6-0. A motion was made by Michael Terry and seconded by Dina Winty to accept the request of Chris Delamont to transfer over as the junior high PE teacher. And a motion was made by Michael Terry and seconded by Dina Winty to approve the PDC points from March 27th. After 4 executive sessions to discuss teacher negotiations, the board returned to open meeting at 8:55 p.m., and President Jennifer Miller then adjourned the meeting at 8:55 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Wellhead Systems Incorporated is impressed with the Hill City Spring sports teams and applauds the athletes on always working hard. Best of luck at the events this week. Ring next. Wellhead Systems Incorporated, located at 710 West McVeigh in Hill City. Call them at 785-421-2255. Northern Valley Unified School District 212 applauds the Huskies spring sports teams for their hard work and exceptional sportsmanship. Good luck at sporting events, boys and girls, from the faculty, staff, and administration at Northern Valley Unified School District 212. Proud of all our student athletes.
Have fun with a team that is more than a tire store, and it won't even seem like work. Kansas Land Tire in Norton has an immediate opening for a service truck operator and general service person. You must have a valid driver's license, and the job comes with competitive wages, 401k, insurance, and uniforms. Experience is preferred but not necessary, and Kansas Land is willing to train you. Please apply at 11101 Road E1 in Norton or call 877-5181. Kansas Land Tire is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The U.S. District Court of North Dakota issued a preliminary injunction against the Biden administration from implementing its final rule redefining the waters of the United States in 24 states. The court's move comes in response to a motion filed by Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson. According to the Montana Farm Bureau Federation, estimates from the similar Obama-era rule would have placed nearly 90% of Montana's land under the jurisdiction of the Environmental Protection Agency. This injunction resulting from our lawsuit is welcome relief to farmers and ranchers and workers in mining, energy, and other industries who would be harmed if this unconstitutional rule is allowed to take effect, the Attorney General says. This is just the first step to stopping the overreach of the WOTUS rule. Knutson also says he will continue to fight the Biden administration and prevent them from claiming federal jurisdiction over massive swaths of land and water. Kansas was in the group of 24 states that filed for the injunction. It also includes Midwestern states like Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association praised the decision by a judge in the U.S. District Court for the District of North Dakota to grant a preliminary injunction stopping the Biden administration's Waters of the U.S. rule from taking effect in 24 states. Combined with a previous ruling in the Southern District of Texas, 26 states across the country are protected from the Biden-WOTUS rule. South Dakota cattle producer and NCBA President Todd Wilkinson says cattle producers in 26 states now have some additional certainty while this rule is being litigated. And we are optimistic that the Supreme Court will provide national clarity on the federal government's proper jurisdiction over water. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyBet.com. It's important to know who's who in your livestock operation. Get them tagged with help from Valley Vet Supply for easy individual animal identification. Valley Vet has the best cattle ear tags on the market. The All-American Ytex. Soft and durable in a variety of sizes and colors with a flexible male button and patented snap lock collar that helps keep them from snagging or separating. And you'll find the tools you need like the proper ear tag applicators, replacement parts, markers, and ink. Order early to ensure availability for spring processing and tagging season, especially for customized tags. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We get another warm and windy afternoon across the state with the possibility of a little bit of bumpy weather in our western counties with a dry line setting up ahead of a low-pressure system and cold front that are moving in. Wildfire risk is high today for most of our state with the warm and windy conditions. That cold front will arrive late tomorrow with cooler air coming in by the weekend along with scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday. Very warm again tomorrow. That's followed by 50s and 60s on the highs for the weekend. In the meantime, severe thunderstorms are possible near that dry line in our western high plains with damaging wind and large hail possible late this afternoon and into the evening. On the map, upper-level high pressure just off to our east will have sunshine for most of the state. Afternoon highs expected in the 80s statewide, and a few spots in our western and central counties may hit the 90-degree mark. Fire weather conditions for most areas, and if you're in the western counties, keep an eye out for severe thunderstorms by late afternoon into the evening. Overnight will be windy, mostly 50s statewide. Then that cold front moves into the western counties early tomorrow. We'll see a little bit of a cool down there, but most areas will stay very warm. By tomorrow afternoon, showers and thunderstorms possible statewide. That cold front will continue across our area with showers lasting into Saturday, and then the weekend looks fair and cooler, 50s and 60s. This afternoon in the northwest counties, we'll be in the upper 80s with upper 40s to low 50s overnight. North central, mid to upper 80s, and tonight we're in the upper 50s. Low to mid 80s northeast and mid 50s for the overnight hours. Upper 80s southwest, upper 40s and low 50s overnight. We're in the low 80s south central tonight, mid to upper 50s, and then southeast, low 80s this afternoon, and tonight, mid 50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Your farm, your way. That's how it should be for all decisions on your operation, including carbon farming. With more qualifying practices, Carbon by Indigo gives you the flexibility to generate carbon credit income in ways that work best for your farm. Right now is the best time to enroll in Carbon by Indigo and maximize your credit income potential. Sign up by May 1st to generate carbon credits for qualifying practice changes you've made dating back to Harvest 2021. Carbon by Indigo is partnering with ag businesses to help farmers create a carbon farming plan and generate credits. Visit indigoag.com/local to see if an ag business partner you currently work with can help you enroll in Carbon by Indigo. Farmers have received nearly $5 million in payments for their carbon credit production since our program began. Visit indigoag.com/local to enroll by May 1st and maximize your carbon payment potential. Terms and conditions apply. See program agreement.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades have taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest has been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultrabust, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 1/4, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.